You are now listening to the Keys and Anklets podcast, your one-stop source for frank and honest information about the hot wife and cuckold lifestyles. You can find this episode on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, or you can head to www.keysandanklets.com and subscribe right from the website. Now, let's get to the good stuff with the host who separates fact from fiction, Michael C.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Michael C., back with another episode of the Keys and Anklets podcast. And on this podcast, my goal is to separate fact from fiction as it pertains to the wife-centric lifestyle. And when I say wife-centric, I'm referring to that offshoot of swinging where the focus is firmly on the female partner in a dynamic, be it hot wifing, be it cuckolding, stag vixen, what have you. And sometimes I like to throw in a little bit of the interracial BBC lifestyle for good measure, just to keep things spicy, because that's the part of it that I came in the door through. So with all that being said, what I wanted to talk about today, there are no guests today, not on this particular episode, but this is going to be a multi-part episode, or I should say multi-episodes dealing with this particular topic. And it's something I've been wanting to do for a while, because having been involved in this lifestyle for so long, I've been around it a lot. I've heard people talking about it a lot. And it's just something that I find rather fascinating. And I really wanted to do a deeper dive into it. And what that topic is it's the concept of being pussy free, which referred to as being pussy free. And majority of the times you find it in a cuckolding dynamic. I'm not going to say it's exclusive to cuckolding, but it's I've rarely seen it exist in a space outside of a cuckolding dynamic. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the concept, being pussy free is basically almost like what it sounds like. It's when couples have this element to their dynamic where the husband rarely, if ever, has intercourse with his wife, penis and vagina sex. That's not to say that they're not intimate. It's not to say that they're not loving. It's just that particular thing, the act of his penis going in her vagina, is something that is really scaled back on. And what I wanted to do was, like I always try to do, is peel back that curtain, give you a honest view of what it actually entails, to get away from the kind of sensationalized, salacious porn aspect of it, and just, you know, get you to hear from real people who are actually living this way. And the way that I approached it is I created a questionnaire that I did, I sent it to various cucks that I know and people who listen to the show and everything. And I just asked them to answer it honestly, you know, in their own words. Some were short and to the point, you know, others elaborated. And what I'm going to do for you on this episode is I'm going to go through the questions that I ask them, and I'm going to tell you my thought process behind me asking each of these questions. And then I'm going to read to you some of the responses that I've got. Now, the responses that I'm reading to you, these are from people who they don't want to be on a podcast for whatever reason, privacy, what have you. I respect that. But they have no desire to come on the podcast and share. What I will be doing in the future parts of this series is I did hear from some couples and some husbands who were willing to come on and talk about it. And so those episodes will feature those husbands who wanted to come on and kind of share their story in this journey. So like I said, today's episode is just going to be me telling you the questions that I wanted them to answer, what my thought process was behind asking these questions, and some of the responses that I got to these questions. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. The first question obviously I ask people is, how long have you been in a lifestyle? you know, that's a question that it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, just trying to get an idea of how long people have been at this. And it was a wide variety. I'm not going to go through, you know, the answer, but you can just imagine, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, like a little bit of everything. And before I go any further, one thing that I did want to say, my purpose for doing this, I never try to present myself like I have all the answers. If I come across that way sometimes, it's not my intent. I really try to guard against being preachy. My main thing is, and what I enjoy doing is I just enjoy getting people to think, getting people to, you know, look at something in a different way, getting people to spark a conversation with their partner, be it their wife, be it their bull, their husband, whatever. I just want to get people talking. So my purpose for doing this is, you know, for those of you who do have this element in your dynamic, you know, maybe you'll hear something that reminds you of yourself. For those of you that are curious about it, but have never really encountered any real conversation about it, hopefully this will shed some light on it for you and maybe even give you something to talk to your partner about. Because what you're going to hear is I'm not paraphrasing any of this. The stuff that I'm going to read to you is exactly the way that people responded to these questions. So it's going to be in their own words. For those of you who may not be familiar with the practice or who only know about it in a fleeting way, maybe you came across something in a forum or online and, you know, maybe you had misconceptions about it. And hopefully, you know, hearing these husbands talk about this in their own words, like I said, from people who are actually living this way, you know, it's not a fantasy for them. Like this is what they do. This is their life. And maybe they'll just get you to look at it differently and clear up some misconceptions that are out there. So let me go ahead and get back into it. So the next question that I wanted to ask people is, I said, is your dynamic strictly cuckolding or are there FLR elements in it as well? And the reason why I asked that question is to get to the point where you're going pussy free, that's pretty advanced. And though not always, many times these couples have some type of FLR dynamic to their relationship. Again, not always. I did have some responses of some people that didn't have it. But more often than not, there is an FLR component, meaning her control over him extends beyond the bedroom. You know, I'm not going to go too deep into it because this episode is not really about FLR, but FLR and cuckolding are their own unique things. As I say, they remind me a lot of peanut butter and jelly. And the reason why I say peanut butter and jelly is those two things exist exclusive of one another. Like they each have their own thing going on. Peanut butter doesn't need jelly. Jelly doesn't need peanut butter. You know, there's many things you can put jelly on. There are many things you can put peanut butter on. But they complement each other extremely well. Like almost like they were meant to be together. And that's kind of how I see, you know, the coexistence of FLR to cuckolding. I know plenty of couples who have FLR dynamics. There is no cuckolding present. Just as I know many couples who have cuckolding dynamics with no FLR present. But for those couples that combine the two, they fit extremely well together. They complement each other extremely well. So again, that was a question that I wanted to ask just because I was curious as to what I was going to get a response to. I had an idea, but it was nice to kind of get that confirmed. But so, like I said, the majority of the couples who have some kind of pussy-free element, there is an FLR component, but not all of them. You know, just a few answers. Yes, there are elements of both cuckolding and FLR. Yes, cuckolding with FLR elements. Yes, however, we usually go for a few months in FLR and then take a break and are more vanilla dynamic. So again, some of you guys out there may hear these answers, and some of them may resonate with you. You may say to yourself, hey, that sounds like us, or that sounds like me. And, you know, that's what I like. That's what I like, is when people hear what other people are talking about and it strikes a chord with them. So on to the next question that I ask people. Now, some of these questions, when I first did the questionnaire, I had some questions. And then as I thought about it, I kind of refined them and changed them up a little bit. So some questions are going to have fewer responses just because I changed it. But one of the questions that I asked was, who had the idea initially to enter the lifestyle? And the response that I got was, after my girlfriend cheated on me, I began getting turned on by the idea of me being a cuckold. So I eventually brought it up and begged her to tease me about it and role play. After a while, I asked her to cheat on me again. So that's how they got started, this particular response that I got. Okay. And again, the importance of that question is, just like I do in my regular episodes when I interview people, I'm always curious as to how people got started, like how this began, you know, where the seeds were planted for this. And so that's the, you know, that's why I asked that particular question. Okay. Now, getting deeper into the pussy-free aspect of it, I asked, at your peak, how often were you having intercourse with your wife? And that is, the purpose of that question is, I kind of wanted to get that starting point. In other words, I didn't want to just know what people were doing now, but at your peak, before any of the pussy-free stuff came along, how often were you and your wife having sex? You know, because as we all know, especially when you go back to people that are vanilla, there are some people who they just don't do it very often, you know, for whatever reason, you know. But I was curious to see what the starting point was. So here are some of the answers that I got. And you're going to see a common thread here. Almost daily, at least 4 times a week, blowjobs on a daily basis, 2 to 3 times a day, 5 times a week in our first year together, 2 or 3 times a week for the first 30 years of our marriage. When we first met, we were having sex almost every day, 4 times a week, almost daily for a few years. So as you can see, most of these couples were very active when they first got together. So the next question that I had was, okay, so what is the frequency now? Like at this current phase in your relationship, what's the frequency? And here are some of the answers that I got. I am completely pussy-free since 2018. No more sex in a traditional way. She milks me occasionally, but it's generally ruined hand jobs or pegging. For those of you who don't know what pegging is when the wife uses a strap-on with her husband. Another response, zero. Another response, depends. If we are in a chastity phase, could be months. If we are in a more of a vanilla phase, 3 to 4 times a week. So as you can see, it's not always hardcore. Some couples phase in and out of it. You know, there is no right or wrong way to do this. As I always say, it's all about what works for you best as a couple. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I wanted to put this together, was so that you could just see just the sheer variety of the ways that people engage in this, you know, in this aspect of the lifestyle. You know, I don't want people to think that there's only one way to do it, or if the way that they're doing it, you know, seems different, that somehow they're not doing it right. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about what works for the two of you. That's all that really matters. Okay, so more answers. Once a month, perhaps 3-4 times a year, maybe 5 or 6 times a year. Very rare, maybe every 6 months now. And when it is, it's a pity fuck. And last response, haven't done it for over a decade. So as you see, you know, there's a huge disparity and a lot of variety in the ways that people go about this and the frequency with which they do it. Okay, the next question that I asked was, what would you say has replaced the actual act of intercourse in your dynamic? What increased as the actual sex decreased? My reasoning for asking that question was, there's this misconception out there that, you know, that the only way that you can be intimate is through intercourse. And, you know, having personally known many of these couples and many couples over the years who, you know, who are in that pussy-free phase, I know that that couldn't be further from the truth. These couples are very intimate with each other. So I asked this question so that people could get an idea of how these couples are still able to be intimate with each other, even though they're no longer having actual intercourse with each other. So here are some of the responses that I got. You know, oral sex on her and her having regular sex with her bulls. So that's what's replaced intercourse for them. Another response, as her sexual satisfaction has increased with others, penetrative sex has decreased. My premature ejaculation has gotten worse with cuckolding. Therefore, she doesn't come from penetrative sex with me. So foreplay has mostly replaced it. Most of the time, it's oral or a hand job only. Another thing that I want to say is I commend these guys for being honest. I mean, there's a lot of honesty in these responses, and I don't take that for granted. So as you're listening to this, I hope that you can, even if it's something that you couldn't deal with or if it's something that you could never entertain yourself, I hope that you can at least appreciate and respect the honesty that these guys are answering with and sharing, you know, to give my listeners as well as myself that, you know, pull back the curtain and kind of see what's really going on here. So let's continue. My wife wanting to be monogamous with her bull. In many ways, not much has changed. We still play regularly, me getting her off with my fingers, tongue, toys, you know, etc. Her bull wants me to get her off while she's thinking about him. I stretch her ass regularly with toys and fingers. Her bull is happy for me to do this, but penetrative sex is for him alone. So again, another one of those kind of where they've taken it to the next level where her husband has basically been totally replaced with her bull as far as intercourse is concerned. Another response, oral and toys is now our main way of having sex or her with other men. This particular couple, he says, what's increased is her control and dominance, you know, her sexiness and her libido. So the more that intercourse between the two of them has decreased, the more those aspects of her personality has increased. Another response, she pegs me regularly and I make her come with my mouth, either eating her pussy or having her queen me as she plays with her pussy. For those of you who are unaware of that term, queening is basically her sitting on his face, you know, using his face as her throne. Next question. What would you say is the biggest misconception about being pussy free? Again, wanting my listeners to hear directly from the husbands who are living this, being able to get a peek into their minds and what they think and what they see and how they contrast what they know versus what they hear. So some of the responses that I got, that a couple had a bad or non-existent sex life. We are generally closer during the FLR phases. Another misconception, that it's cruel. I'm actually a little relieved sometimes. The need for me to perform and the stress that comes with it disappears. I'm relaxed knowing she doesn't need me to satisfy her. Another misconception, that I'm missing out. That's simply not the case with us. Our sex life has expanded and moved to another level. Another misconception, that it's not fair to the cuck. When in reality, cucks want this. It only heightens their desire to be a cuck. Another response, there is so much more to sex than your dick and a pussy. The brain is the biggest sexual organ. Mind fucking is better than real fucking. Again, going back to one of the things I've always said about cuckolding is it's an extremely cerebral lifestyle. And I think that when you keep that in mind, you're going to kind of hear that theme played over and over in some of the responses to these questions, that these men, they live in their heads. Like, so much of it is just what they think, and that the way that they think it has a profound effect on how they're able to process everything that comes along with being a cuck. Another response, he says, I really don't know because I don't talk to others about it, but I would assume it is that it is imposed upon a husband by the wife. In our case, it was just very clear how much more she enjoyed black men. And while she would still fuck me, it felt like a pity fuck and was more humiliating than just admitting I couldn't please her. Okay, next question that I asked, what was the hardest part of being pussy free to get adjusted to? The reason why I asked that question is whenever I see this, knowing how, you know, men are conditioned, how we think, I know that it wasn't something that they just woke up with and were automatically cool with. Like, there was an adjustment period. They had to rationalize it and process it in their mind. So I was really curious just to hear, you know, what things did they struggle with? You know, where did the difficulties come in? And so some of the responses that I got, the not knowing when the next time will be. Another response, to be honest, nothing really. I see my wife enjoying her relationship with me and her bull. She is more confident and desirable. I don't feel like I've lost anything at all. So again, you're seeing the different sides to it. Like, there's no cookie cutter way to approaching this or how it affects people. Everybody is able to process the information differently. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I find fascinating about it. Another response, missing that feeling of being inside her and it never really goes away. Another response, dealing with being horny all the time. This next response I got was pretty profound. When I talked earlier about people being honest in their answers, some of it is really raw, you know, and that's how this particular answer struck me. He says, the way she never looks at me with lust anymore. When I undress, there is no reaction. There once was a time when it was very different. You know, I've had conversations with husbands about that. And I can imagine that it must be strange, you know, to know that your wife used to look at you a certain way and that she no longer looks at you that way. Not that she doesn't love you, but just like he said, that lust is just not there anymore. And again, that's one of those things that it's not present in every couple. You know, there are plenty of wives that still feel a lot of lust towards their husbands, but the reality is that there are some who don't, you know, and that's a potential byproduct of walking this path that might in fact happen. Again, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, was just to get people talking. You know, I would love for couples to listen to this together and pause it and stop and you know, ask each other questions. You know, is that how you feel? Do I make you feel like that? Could you see yourself feeling like that? You know, just expanding on their communication. Okay, let's get back into it. Other question that I asked was, does chastity play a part in your being pussy free? Of course, you know, many people know that, you know, chastity is, you know, a kink that a lot of cuckold couples enjoy. Not all, but a lot of them do. I don't necessarily think it's synonymous with cuckolding, just because I try not to get caught up in the acts that people enjoy. I'm more looking at the power exchange at play, but I do know, I'm not naive, I do know that chastity is an activity that is enjoyed by a lot of couples who are into cuckolding. So here's some of the responses I got. Does chastity play a part in your being pussy free? Yes, I am locked during our FLR phases. She occasionally releases me, but I either masturbate or she pegs me to allow me to come. Another response, not really. Tried a cuck cage, but wasn't really comfortable. My wife wearing a key on her necklace is enough to remind us of our relationships. Another response, yes, a huge part, seeing as I'm in chastity 24/7. So that's a husband that is, you know, he's always locked. Another response, yes, cage most of the time. So again, majority chastity is involved, but not all the time. Next question. How do you rationalize to yourself the idea of not having sex with your own wife? What motivated you to make this sacrifice? This question, the reason why I ask this question is, again, understanding what these husbands are fighting against as far as what society says your marriage should be about and says your marriage should be like, and knowing that what they're doing is different. It's walking a different path. So I was just curious as to what their mindset was, you know, like I said, how they rationalize it, how they were able to wrap their heads around it and grow and not have it be something that caused the problem. So here's some of the answers that I got. She enjoys the power dynamic and has a lot of fun. So that is motivation enough for me. Another response. We are still having sex. It's just not penetrative. Lesbians still have sex. Just because I don't put my cock inside her doesn't mean all the other things that we do aren't sex. We still connect and get intimate with each other. We also both don't have to be in the mood. We can take care of each other even if one of us isn't feeling kinky, which can't happen when penetrative sex is always expected to be the ending. This is also not something I motivated myself to sacrifice. It just happened over time. Again, just I can respect the clarity and the way that these husbands are able to just kind of break it down and put her needs ahead of their own, you know, and they mean that. Like when they say that it's about her, it's not just something that they're paying lip service to. Like they really honest and truly mean that with every fiber of their being. And so it's just nice to hear them express themselves like this. Another response, sex is far more than one activity. I have sex with my own wife all the time, just not every sex act. Her bull has introduced her to a new range of things to do, rimming, pegging, and golden showers. She's never done with me. I love seeing her being so free and growing. I also love the idea that that these are things that she does with her bull, and she wants them exclusively. Denial is a powerful turn-on for me. So this is a perfect example of a husband who's just, he's taking all his pleasure from watching her explore and grow. Another response, it's just how I'm wired as a cuckold. It's hard to explain. It's just how it is. Simple as that. I mean, I can really say to that, you know, he just kind of said it. It's just how he's wired. Another response, watching her enjoy a large cock is like poetry in motion. You know, he's just fascinated by it. Another response, it wasn't like that for us. It was more that it was doing nothing for her, and it was stressful for me to try and change that. It's just easier to let it go. So that's a case of a husband realizing that his wife really wasn't getting anything out of it. So why put her through that? It was easier for him to just let it go, you know, and let her seek her pleasure elsewhere. I find that to be extremely selfless. I maintain friendships with women who are in the lifestyle as kind of a reminder that, you know, you see it kind of take two paths. You know, there are the husbands out there who, you know, and I'm speaking vanilla, who they don't really have much of a sex life with their wife anymore. You know, she's going without just because he's not interested. And then there are those couples where, you know, they still do have sex, but it's not very enjoyable for her. But she has to lay there and pretend like it is, you know, because she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. You know, so she's, you know, whether he doesn't last long or it's the same thing over and over and over, you know, there are just people who are stuck in that rut. So when I see these husbands who are so selfless where they're like, hey, I'd rather her get it in ways that she enjoys it rather than, you know, doing it with me and not being satisfied, you know, all I can do is tip my hat at that, because it's extreme. I see it personally as being extremely selfless. Okay, let's go to the next question. What would your advice be to a cuck who is interested in adding a pussy-free component to their dynamic? And again, just, you know, I asked that question because I wanted to give these guys the opportunity to speak directly to those cucks out there who are curious about this. You know, maybe they're in a different phase. Maybe they're thinking about it. Maybe they're kicking around the idea. Maybe they've told their wife about it. Maybe they haven't. But I just wanted to give these husbands who were living it the opportunity to speak to those husbands who were thinking about it. So here's some of the responses that I got. Lots of communication. Just because you're a pussy free doesn't mean that you aren't intimate. It's probably more work for her as she comes up with novel ways to tease you, and you know, maybe she'll peg you. Another response, talk it out and give it a try. Although once it starts, it develops quickly. Another response, don't see it as losing something. See it as a chance to find new ways of relating physically and emotionally. I think that that's a very profound answer right there. If you listen to some of the responses that I've gotten, a lot of these husbands see it that way. You know, when you're so wrapped up in intercourse, you kind of see that as like the main thing, right? I mean, I can speak from my own personal experience. You know, it's a very important part of how I interact with women that I'm involved with. But since I've had so many intimate relationships with cucks and cuckold couples over the years, it's given me this perspective of being able to appreciate what these couples are able to build on and expand on when the actual act of intercourse is removed from the equation, and just how much they grow. So I really enjoyed that answer. Another response, to just let it happen organically. It will happen if long-term denial is already in your play. So if you're the type of couple where, you know, you play with denial, you know, you may be on the road to it. You might not have to do anything to initiate it because it's already kind of happening. Another response, be honest with yourself about how you can't please your wife and do everything possible to get her the satisfaction, you know, she deserves. Again, that answer goes back to that kind of selfless attitude of, you know, not wanting her to, you know, to do that just to make you happy. You know, you want her to be getting out of it what she wants to get out of it. And so you're putting her needs ahead of your own. Again, that's a very common theme. Okay, next question that I asked was, I asked them, can you tell me more about your transition into being pussy-free? Was it initially your idea or hers, or did you just evolve into it? And this goes back to, if you remember, the first question that I asked about, whose idea was it? And I said that I refined that question. Well, this is the second version of that question. Again, just giving me an idea how they got to this point, because I knew that there had to be, there's always, I'm not going to say always, usually there's some kind of catalyst. Something happens. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it's slow and methodical. But there's something that usually transpires that either puts couples on this path or gets them to this point. So let's hear some of those responses. I think it was a natural evolution of chastity. It was definitely more her idea. Another response, we just naturally evolved into it. Once she found a regular boyfriend locally and play was more regular. When we played with others only very occasionally, the reclaimed sex was a huge deal and we were fired up. I still remember the first time after her boyfriend had been over and I saw him come out of a room upstairs, and I went up the stairs and I found her asleep already. That was the first night I fell asleep being the only one not to orgasm that night. And it developed from there. So he's saying that, you know, the first time her, you know, her boyfriend came over, played with her, and by the time he got upstairs after the boyfriend left, she was asleep. And it kind of dawned on him that, oh, okay, so I'm not getting mine tonight. And it kind of evolved from there. Another response, We just evolved into it. Though her bull telling her that he was going to be monogamous with her helped us make that choice. Another response, we both evolved in it. You have to put the pussy on a pedestal and accept you're not worthy and watch men who are able to give her what she needs and what she wants, and you accept your future after. Again, that goes back to that selfless kind of attitude. Next response. When she fell in love with a lover about 10 years ago, she felt it was wrong that I come inside her and have bare pussy. I felt the same way, actually. That led to condom sex, and that was so unsatisfying for both of us. It was just sort of it was sort of just inevitable to stop. Again, you hear this selfless theme coming up time and time again, where, you know, he wants her to get what she wants, not what he wants. And if she doesn't enjoy sex with him, or she prefers sex with her bull, then he's more than willing to take the back seat. And again, I said it before, but I just love the honesty that these guys are answering these questions with. I mean, it's, like I said, it's fascinating. And, you know, hopefully, you know, many of you who are listening are fascinated by it too. Just like I said, this is their own words. You know, these are the way that they chose to answer these questions. Next question that I asked, what has surprised you the most about being pussy free? My reasoning for asking this question was, you know, when you're going into something new, you don't know what to expect. Sometimes there are unintended consequences, you know, things that you didn't think about. So I was curious to hear, you know, what did they discover that surprised them? You know, what was revealed to them through going through this process? So let's take a look at some of the answers that I got. We are generally much more connected and intimate when pussy free and she is fucking other guys. So going pussy free made him and his wife actually closer and more intimate with each other. Another response was how easy it was to slip into without discussion. They just kind of found their way into it. Another response, how easily she came to accept it. Another response, that it isn't as bad as most people looking from the outside would think. Another response, that I love the scenario and how much I desire her. I could just smell her skin for hours. So he's just, not having intercourse with her just, you know, made him focus on other things. And, it surprised him just how much he was able to get into those other things. Another response, I look back when I fucked her and all the other women I fucked, and it seems like a different person. I've had conversations with this husband before just to kind of elaborate. He doesn't even recognize himself anymore. He feels like he was just kind of playing a part before, and now being in this dynamic with his wife, just it feels natural. It feels like this is who he was always meant to be. So much so that he doesn't even recognize that person, you know, that he was before. All right. The other question that I wanted to ask was, what happens when she goes for extended periods of time without seeing a bull? The reason why I wanted to ask this question is, and again, it goes back to separating fact from fiction and being realistic about all of this. I know when we see stuff online and videos, you know, you get this impression that these women just have this endless supply of guys that they have access to and they can fuck all the time and fuck when they want. And, you know, that's not reality. You know, reality is sometimes couples go months without having a partner or the type of partner that they want to grow with. And so on one hand, it may be easy to go pussy free. Or for a wife not to have intercourse with her husband when she has a regular bull. But what do you do when you don't have a regular bull? You know, for some wives, you know, lackluster dick is better than no dick. You know, that's just the reality of it. So I was curious to hear how their dynamic was affected when she was, you know, when she's in one of these droughts, when she's between bulls, or, you know, when there's nobody available. So let's take a listen to some of the answers. Generally oral sex most nights, dildo play. She tends to peg more if she isn't getting fucked somewhat regularly. Another response, she gets frustrated. The frequency that they play with toys is increased. Another response, she gets hornier and hornier for him. They message each other a lot. She wants me to get her off while she watches the videos and pics that I've taken of them together. She never, however, wants intercourse with me as an alternative. She feels like she'd be cheating on her bull with me. Again, that's very interesting. Not uncommon. But that, when I hear things like that, that's indicative of a wife that has a deeper connection with her bull. Whenever they get to the point where, you know, like she, you know, the key word being feeling like she would be cheating on her bull with her husband. Again, that tells me that, you know, her and her bull have a very, very deep relationship. That just it's on another level. You know, for those of you who have experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure that there are some of you who are listening to me who are like, well, we could never do that, you know, or maybe you're intimidated by that. You know, that's not for everybody. You know, I look at that as like, you know, when you get to college and you have your, you know, your introductory classes and then you have your advanced classes. That's an advanced class. That's for the advanced players. Let's take a listen to some more responses. You know, when she's without a bull, it's just more oral and toys from my end. Another response, I eat a lot of pussy and we both get anxious to get back on track with her bull. Another response, she pegs me a lot and hard and long. So, you know, again, this is a husband who I talk to frequently, and she takes out her frustration on him. You know, when she's not getting it, you know, she puts him through it and he feels it. Okay, on to the next question. This is kind of tied into it. Again, this is another one of those questions that kind of evolved. Like, it was included in the first version of my questionnaire, but then I kind of removed it and refined it. But the question was, are you only in pussy-free mode when she's seeing a bull? That one's kind of self-explanatory. Again, like what I just said, it's easier to be in that mode when she's getting it regularly. When she doesn't have a regular partner, it's obviously, for some wives, it's a lot harder. And, you know, even though it may not be as enjoyable, they don't want to go completely without it, you know. So that was my reason for asking that question. And it was different, you know, different responses. You know, it ranged from, you know, when she's seeing a bull, they don't, you know, he doesn't have intercourse with his wife, versus, you know, yes, he does. So it was kind of even on that one. Okay. Now, this is another answer to, you know, the how did things evolve to being pussy free? It's been an evolution over a number of years. We first started as a hot wife couple about 15 years ago, playing maybe two or three times a year. At one point, we took a bit of a left turn into the fet lifestyle, albeit it was only ever her that played with others. We had a young family and other commitments that meant playing together wasn't always possible, so she quite often would play with single guys alone. I suppose the start of the FLR side of things was when I started to view myself as more of a facilitator, buying outfits for her to wear, dropping her off and picking her up, and doing more household chores to give her time to be able to play. We've been together about 30 years now and are solid, so this was never an imposition. It was just us working as a partnership together to enhance things between us. When we did get to play together with another, it was always me watching before joining in, and we found that the guys she was with were always bigger and longer lasting. So in terms of, you know, penis and vagina, I wasn't really bringing anything. I think COVID and lockdown gave us some space that we needed to think about what we actually wanted going forward. And I appreciate this. They say that my podcast was a big help with this. We had some quite strict lockdowns here. And when we were able to travel, she and I would often go for a drive and listen to an episode. It allowed us some time together away from the family and a safe space to discuss things without the pressure of being able to meet. It was also during this period that chastity started to become more prominent in our life. I spent most of lockdown locked in more ways than one. And he says, it was actually when listening to one of your episodes that we realized that it had been months since we had penis and vagina sex. We had enjoyed loads of oral fingering and things, but penis and vagina rarely featured in our fun together. It was one of your episodes. I can't recall if it was Anne, Kennedy, Scarlett, or Anya mentioned that they couldn't imagine their husband being inside them again. And this prompted the conversation where she said she felt similar. I was her first, and it was only through playing with others that she realized that she loved bigger guys. So that was a really detailed answer as to how they kind of transitioned into it. Again, just love the honesty that these guys, you know, brought to answering these questions. Another response, as we indulged in a lifestyle, I found sex to become more of a task. I just enjoyed masturbation more, especially with her supervising me or giving me tasks. We discussed it many times and both found the idea of me no longer being allowed to penetrate her a turn on. You know, so that's kind of how they got started. Another response was the, you know, and this is, you know, this is a reality for some couples out there, which is, you know, he said the gradual onset of ED and low libido. You know, sometimes it happens like that with couples where the husband's just, you know, due to things outside of their control, you know, their body just not cooperating. They're not able to fulfill that aspect of their relationship anymore. And so this lifestyle becomes more of an option. Okay. Now this is another question that I was really curious about just because of conversations that I've had with husbands over the years. So I was really curious to hear how they would answer this. On those occasions that your wife does allow you inside of her, what feelings are you left with afterwards? Do you feel like you gave her what she wanted? Do you feel like you let her down? The reason why I ask this question is because, again, having had so many conversations with husbands over the years, you know, a word that comes up with is pity, let down, reset. Like you're going to hear those words kind of come up in some of these answers. But yeah, I was really curious to hear how the husbands had kind of expressed themselves because I've been fortunate enough, like I said, to have a lot of conversations and I know how deeply they feel that. So let's take out some of the answers. It is always fun during the moment. And then after, sometimes you feel like you let her down and should have remained pussy free for her because she loves it. Another response, it's almost exclusively for me, not for her. I don't make her orgasm, as with it being so rationed, I don't last more than a minute. She also encourages me with words. There is no attempt from either of us to make it last. It's often fairly humiliating, but that also makes it hot. Another response, sticky. The only time I've been in my wife over the past year is after her bull has come in her. He likes it that way. She loves the feeling of having two different loads of come in her and accepts that this is the only way I come in her now. So again, another one of those deep kind of connections where it just goes to another level. Another response. When she does allow me into her, I don't last long, maybe 1 to 5 pumps. And then I often feel like what a waste for both her and me. It's obvious that it doesn't do anything for her. And then for me, it's like having to start all over on our denial dynamic. So that goes back to what I said about like that regret, you know, resetting, you know, wishing that they hadn't done it. Another response, regret it every time, all that work to build up to this level. It's the same way they explain how someone feels when they first become a vampire with heightened senses. A chase cuckold gets those same senses, but all directed at her. You see her differently and even smell her, and it's intoxicating. So for this husband, it's like, again, that hitting that reset button, having to kind of go all the way back to zero and start again with building up all of those, you know, your heightened senses. You know, I've talked to a number of husbands where they feel like once they come, it resets them, and they regret their wife sometimes, you know, breaking down and giving in to him. So I find that very interesting, you know, to see that part of the dynamic at play. Another response: I found it depressing to see her doing something just to please me. Again, short and to the point. You know, they don't want her to do it if she's not getting anything out of it, or they don't want to feel that way. And I think that's one of those things that is probably a good place for a wife to have a conversation and explain to him what exactly she is getting out of it, so that he doesn't feel that way. Because I'm sure the wives don't want their husbands feeling that way. Let's see, on to the next question. Okay, this is a question that I felt was important. Is intimacy still a part of your dynamic? Now, I wanted to ask that question because, again, this is more for the benefit of others, because I know that there are people out there who think that if you're not having intercourse, that somehow you're not being intimate with each other. So I wanted people to hear, you know, in these husbands' own words, how they felt about that. So let's check out some of the responses. Intimacy can take many forms. We have always been a tactile couple away from the bedroom, albeit it is fair to say that this ramps up even higher pre and post meets. In terms of the bedroom, oral and fingering by me of her feature prominently, along with just being together. We also discovered foot massage as a way in which, you know, we can be intimate. If she has met with, if she has had a meet or we've been to a club, then we will often shower together and I will wash her all over. I suppose it's a kind of reclamation reconnection, although I do hate both of those terms, as she isn't mine to claim and we have never disconnected. When I'm not locked, then the occasional hand job or blow job can happen, and it isn't unknown for her to use her feet on me also. We are also beginning to explore a bit of ball and nipple torture together. For me, intimacy isn't just about the bedroom. It is communicating, being open, honest, and together. So I think that, you know, that's the key takeaway from that explanation is, and it's what I really enjoy about exploring this is the growth that people have, people being able to see beyond just the normal, regular penis and vagina. Like there's so much more out there on that campus, and it's cool to see these people being able to paint on that campus. Another response: intimacy is everything. We are closer than ever before. Trust and selflessness is part of our daily life. I enjoy spoiling her before and after dates, massages. We enjoy kissing and hugging, and she is thankful that I allow her to experience such a fulfilling sex life. Another response: yes, we hug, kiss, sleep together. You know, another response: I feel that a lot of people see intimacy as only coming from penis and vagina type sex, when in fact intimacy can come in so many different ways. It takes living this sort of lifestyle to truly understand that and to see how sometimes not having sex can be more erotic and intimate than having penetrative sex. Again, just seeing how these people are kind of expanding. Okay, just a few more questions left. I asked this question: how has being pussy free affected your dynamic? And this was one of those questions that evolved. So I only have a few answers, but I wanted to share them with you. first response. I'm not sure that it has had, that it has of itself affected our dynamic. I think the realization that I am has had more of an impact. The realization that he is pussy free has had more of an impact. As I said, we evolved into it without realizing. It was just very natural for us. When we realized, then it was probably a large step forward in our relationship. As we both, probably more so her, realized that she wanted, needed guys that are bigger and longer lasting, and that we were both settled and happy with that thought. Another response, she is more aroused and I get to go down more often. She also has a, she also has discovered her love for pegging and milking me. Now, this last response is one that I want to kind of dig deeper into as far as reaching out to the husband and answer, because he didn't go into any detail about it, but I'm very curious. He just said his depression has increased. That's somebody that I want to follow up with and just kind of get him to expound on that a little bit more, because it's, I'm curious as to what he means and how it has increased and what the depression is surrounding and if he's talked to it. Like, it just, I just have many more questions about it. So another question that I ask is kind of in that same vein, just phrased a little bit differently. But I asked them, what would you say has been the most difficult part of being pussy free again, what they struggle with? This was response. I haven't found it difficult at all. For me, it has been a positive. I did really enjoy penis and vagina with her, but I knew that it wasn't the highlight of our intimacy together. I much prefer to give or see her have the pleasure than to receive it myself. Another response. Seeing her blossom and change can be scary at times, doubting myself and our relationship because she clearly enjoys something that I cannot give her myself. Again, love the honesty that these guys are showing. Another response, loss of that kind of intimacy. So it's natural to, even though you're happy for her and you feel like you guys have, you know, are in a better place and everything like that, I think it's perfectly natural to miss it, you know, to miss having that, even though you now have so much more. I think it's a natural thing to miss doing that, you know, having sex with that kind of sex with your wife. So the last question that I asked was, do any of her bulls know that you are pussy free? If so, do you think it changes the dynamic at all between the three of you? Purpose for asking this question was just to see how they play with it. You know, I know that not every bull really gets into the cuckold aspect of things. They're just kind of happy with the results. But I do know that there are some out there who really get into it, and it's fun to hear from those couples who have connected with those bulls who, you know, are able to get into that headspace. And so let's check out some of those responses. It says, yes, her bull knows. They both know that they are the couple when they are together, and that I'm there to serve their needs. He knows that she wants his cock and his cum, and that she wants him to have her in every way. They are planning on going away together for a week this year so that they can explore that dynamic together. Again, that deep kind of relationship and, you know, wanting to make it even deeper, you know, really, really pursuing it. Okay, next question, next response. Most of the bulls we chat with know of our dynamic. They often use it as fuel to heighten the interaction between us all. So again, they found those bulls that like to play with it. Next response, her regular knows, and while he has never insisted on it, I think he is very comfortable knowing that he owns her pussy. In our dynamic, it is being caged that gets a reaction from her lovers. She and I actually like the clarity it brings. Everyone knows their roles. I find that her lovers actually are more comfortable knowing I am caged, as there is no confusion of our roles. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that was just part one. Those were responses from the husbands who are not comfortable coming on the podcast. The next episode, you know, you will hear me actually talking to those who were comfortable coming on and talking about it. So I think it'll add, you know, just a different added dimension, because you'll actually hear them answering it instead of me speaking their words. So that's it for now. I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed exploring this topic. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening. Like I said, I find it fascinating. You know, even though it's something that I couldn't do myself, I enjoy hearing about it. I enjoy hearing the stories and hearing the perspectives, and hopefully you found it enjoyable as well. So with that being said, I want to thank my Patreon supporters. You guys know I couldn't do this without you. So I just want to thank you for your generosity, for sticking with me, for putting me in a position where I can do this, where I can bring you these wonderful stories and all of this insight and kind of focus on this. I wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. Like I always say, for those of you who are not yet Patreon supporters, you know, maybe this would be the episode that makes you say, you know what, we like what Michael C. is doing and we want to see him continue doing it. Doesn't take much, you know, anything that you can do to support helps. So thank you. Many of you know that, you know, we've recently launched our website, Compersion Club, which is basically similar to a swing site, but for our particular dynamic, for the, you know, those that are involved in the wife-centric lifestyle. Right now, we're just testing things out. So if you haven't yet signed up, come and check it out. Sign it up. We're in our beta phase. We just, right now, it's just all about getting feedback, letting us know what works, what doesn't work, you know, what we can do better, what you would like to see. Again, compersionclub.com. Come and sign up and share your thoughts with us. Your feedback is important. So with that being said, I'm going to get out of here. I'm your host, Michael C. This has been another episode of the Keys and Anklets podcast, and I will see you when I see you. Peace.